Blog Talk Radio.
Get out now, no doubt now, yeah, check it out now, no doubt, yeah, special girl, real good girl, biggest thing in my itty bitty world, call her up and she made me feel right, wish the bliss could never take flight, sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot, trying to see grand, imprinted on my mind every minute, make my plans and you always in it, y'all, such a vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, and even though we both fly, give each other face and not the evil eye, acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up, girlfriend telling you she wanna see, I say I don't know but you say gladly, and when we both do it, we go on and on and on and on and on and better than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Check it, yeah. Check it. Yeah, check it, look at me. Yeah, yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, check it, look at me. Check it, look at y'all. Check it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Getting back to my MC status. All the willy that I kick make the other maddest. Moving to your town and situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt here? Am I chewing back? Well, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. I'm rapping against the real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Shake a little thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, out, yo, yeah.
Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Nowhere to be, paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast. Lord Travis Shabazz, free at last. Brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do? Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trife life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Right up to the sun.
You love to hear the story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, he's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace back to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 and spin it, it wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felonies. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
manifesting, understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep your guessing, follow me now, see, see I be rocking, the second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking, controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point, rock this funky joint. BPRT for sure, now don't want more, Or am I too much for the mentor? Proceed, teach them, please. Just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, see, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I call for means a different style of hip-hop. Move like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my stomach me a poor righteous teacher. Stop to flip the topic, Islamically I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. I'm on top of it, I have to get the sounds that you be speaking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teachers, anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling, should I say move with the roughness, just serving justice, suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping, never I'm not sleeping, because it's culture freedom, G, who's posse ruling, PRT, word beat. It's sort of simple, see? Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always kicks me something hype. I bet the mic, yo, cause it's my whole life. Like I'm creating, man, I'll be the Satan. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a culture freedom for support. See, man, I find the point. Rock this funky joint. Keep joint.
Funky joint.
But no, losers ever rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip-hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, tech, technique. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. As-salam alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
A universal greeting from the people of our kind. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cipher. Promise I'ma slip and step and check me. 1200 left about the vine. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. They didn't know the time. Turn a culture freedom for support. Demanifest the point.
Rock this funky joint.
To believe it, bust around the way we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, hey, hey, hey. I flick the face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches like the ass on fat. Wait one sec, and I get down on rolling with the heavyweight connect through the stomping ground. Now, don't you get suspicious? Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the rap. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected to break fool on the same record. Five new flavors on the beat, building up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these power trees. When I get down, I disappear. We disappear and blow up everywhere.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear.
You got to chill.
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 Relax your mind, let the cost be freeing. It's down to the size of a PMG. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. D-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check, one, two, one, two, one, down line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, Funkity, the Maker, the Blue Jack Terminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming my boy. Never sweating your girl, why pay? But she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the screen, I'm on the rock spot. I grab the deal with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain a breeze while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got some shit.
Computer information on rap. I make your toes tap. I format the rhyme step by step. Make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the bar out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I'm found the world.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the biting and the C. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, fish many faces, and deal with them jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. Fool is underwear, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, E. No doubt the chief rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
What I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm playing, I'm believing. You catch my drift, I'm trying to enter out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm up in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate them things with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm fishing on the microphone, because I'm the funky rhyme maker. Empty on the maker, the one who likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it's your dig, I'm smacking. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, patrols. PMD, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm.
Hey, hey, hey. What it do, what it do, what it do. This is your boy For Real, the Poet Douglas.
This is Rain, a.k.a.
the quiet storm. This is Essentially Johnny, and you are listening to In the Spotlight and Open Mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to Epiphany,
the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
Good evening, creatives. This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm. I am one of your hostesses this evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio. This is Raw with Rain in the Spotlight segment, where we take time to highlight our entrepreneurial creatives. We also have a split open mic, so we will start the show with an open mic, and we will end it with an open mic. And in the interim, we will be interviewing our special guest. If you are listening online, we ask that you dial in at 319-527-6300 and press 1 to get in queue so you can show us what you're working with. Otherwise, without further ado, let me bring in my beautiful, soft-spoken, creative, funny, y'all don't know how funny she is, co-host and event page hostess with the mostess, Essentially Shanice.
Like that. Hey.
Listen, see, you're already laughing.
I am cracking up. Yeah, you saw some joy. Was that me?
Oh, that's you. That's all you. Good evening.
Hey, sis, long time no chat.
I know, right? All day long. How you feeling, sis?
I'm better. I'm doing great. The music that I just got a chance to listen to was everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Excited.
Music makes
excited
everything
well.
All right.
Definitely.
Yes, me too. Should we tell them why we're excited about tonight?
Yes,
I'm so excited. Okay, let's. So, listen, y'all, I know I said that she is the event page host. It's just a caveat to that. I am going to be stealing her from the event page. So we so appreciate you all when you stay engaged on the page and show each other love. We appreciate that because we don't want to overlook anybody, and trying to be in two places at one time, so we appreciate you. But without further ado, tonight in the debut, in the spotlight, creative, our entrepreneurial, I can't even say the word tonight, but our creatives that have these side projects and all of that, we want to highlight them. And tonight we get to start with. And you know what? I'm not even going to introduce him for who he's always introduced as. Our guest is a pretty amazing human being.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, most people get to experience his crazy side, you know, on the regular. We know he's a dope-ass poet and a true performer if you've ever really heard him perform his pieces. But tonight, I suspect we'll get a chance to experience another layer to him. So tonight, we're going to welcome the CEO of Raw Links, LLC, and Epiphany Radio, For Real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Let me get his mic open here. Sir.
Hey, what it do?
I just wanted to bring you in real quick to welcome you. I know that we're not going to do our Q&A with you until the middle of the show, but I just wanted to greet you this evening and see how you're feeling.
Hey, I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling wonderful, energized, and, feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good. Hello, ladies, Essentially Johnny and Miss Rain. Hey. It's an honor to be here on your second premiered show. I'm feeling good, Ray. Thunderclap me, baby.
I'm going to save that for later. Listen, you already know I'm operating on 2 hours of sleep over here. I don't know if I have the energy for any thunder or clapping or any of the above, but I would tell you I am. Knowing that you are here with us tonight has given me the energy that I need to make tonight happen. No. How about that?
Hey, I'm with that. I'm with that. Looking forward to some great poetry tonight.
I did want to offer you, so, you know, we are starting with an open mic. I don't know if you plan to share tonight, but you are the first caller. So did you have a piece that you wanted to share in our open mic?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I got something that I want to share.
Now or later?
I think I'll share it later. I think I'll save it for later.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to, what'd you say, Jenny?
No, I was just saying that sounds good. Give us something to look forward to. Something else.
Yeah. I do have, there is a little bit of feedback on the mic. So I think tonight I'm going to keep the mics muted. Just because I know, so how we're going to do it, we try to go for the open mic vibe in a virtual space. You know what? I don't know who's, because I mean, I think we had it when it was just the two of us. So, but last time we tried it and we kind of kept everyone's mic open. This time what we decided we're going to do is open people's mics, and as we open the mics, keep them open. Okay, what just happened? Who just happened?
That
went away.
I changed something on my phone.
Okay.
Help?
All right. The feedback went away. So that's perfect. Okay. So what we plan to do is, rather than open everybody's mics up front, as we bring in callers, we will leave your mics open if you choose to. Otherwise, we can mute you. But this gives us the opportunity to show love as poets express their pieces. You can snap, you can grunt, kind of like a open mic space, a physical open mic space. But rather than doing it all up front, we're just going to do them individually as we call in individual poets. And then you can make up the decision what you want to do. So, Larry, it's up to you. Did you want to stay unmuted, or would you like to be back on mute?
Hey, well, you can put me on the back burner.
Okay. All right. We'll be bringing and be back in shortly. Thank you, sir.
All right.
And looking forward to you. My love. My mic. All right. Diva. Lil Sis.
I'm here.
Guess who we have on the mic. Guess who we have on the mic. I mean, tonight is about jewelry, right? And this Pearly Negra.
Of course.
Open her mic. Even though that's
first,
not how we
oh
say that.
Yes.
Diva.
What's up, love? Hey, for real.
He's not.
What's
he's
up,
muted.
Y'all?
He muted his mic.
I know. He can hear me, though. I know.
He can.
Yes.
I didn't expect to be first. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you are first.
I got to tell you.
You are first. Yes.
All right. I got to tell you, y'all, your intro is dope. It's dope. I'm trying not to cuss. It's really, really dope.
I mean,
it's
you
just,
can cuss
y'all are in. Okay, well, it's dope as fuck. Y'all are in.
Okay, good. Colorful language is always, this is raw with rain. Okay.
Right, hence the word raw. Okay.
Okay, so we keep things real and relevant up in here. You know what? I have to give all the credit to my amazing co-host. She's so creative. I tell y'all, she's funny and creative. She hugs with sarcasm. I tell you, it's like amazing, and she's amazing. y'all haven't even seen the half of it, so I appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. She does an amazing job.
That's what's up.
Miss Curly, what do you have for us this evening?
I got a little something. This is an older piece. It was actually, I believe, an assignment from the Get Down, I think it was. And I call it My Black Poetry.
All right.
Thank you. To give my poetry a color, well, I could say white, but we're talking production when it comes to me. So I'll choose a color. So to choose a color for my poetry is an almost impossibility of a possibility, because I couldn't just use one to describe the necessary key element of my life. So if I have to choose, my poetry would be black. Black because it encompasses life and pulls and produces as well as all in existence in my world. Out of black, life emerges with hues of exceptional color, tone, definition, and harmony, just like my poetry. My poetry has produced the painful beauty of the journey through my soul. Every color in the spectrum comes from black, just as every part of me that I am and will continue to blossom and grow into shall flow from ink of my pen. I've penned rhymed narrative and free verse, set off emotions, touched hearts, and definitely got you worked up. I am black. I am my poetry. And my black poetry is me. And that's that piece.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. You know, the part that stood out for me was how every color comes from black. There's such a warmth felt in that. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ooh, I haven't read that book in a long time. Hey, thank you. Yeah.
I love it that your poetry is black and your black is poetry. And I just love that piece. I love the way you delivered that piece. I love the cadence of that piece. And I love the love that you have for poetry. And it was displayed in that piece, and I loved it.
Thank you.
Okay. I am not sure.
Blog Talk doing this thing again.
Maybe, but I am learning, so you guys know. I am kind of learning here. Let me check one thing. Give me 1 second. All right, Larry, I may have to rely on you a little bit until Rain gets back.
Did we lose Rain?
I think so. I mean, I can't really tell.
Call back in, Diva.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
Hey, while we wait on Rain, let's just do this. Let's just take a break. Let's have a music break. We'll be right back after this, y'all.
Thank you.
this you can bear. You strip right beside me, yeah, and I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right, before I let go. We've had our good times. That's what they say. We've heard in each other. Girl, it's a shame. I won't be foolish, no.
So let's try this again. Welcome back to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. Because I was having a whole conversation with myself over here, apparently. I thought Pearlie had dropped.
You heard her piece, okay?
I heard her piece, and I was saying, tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, no.
You did an honorable. You did an honorable.
Oh.
You know, Karen don't like me, y'all, because I be talking about her. So
talk about her.
She don't like me. she don't like me.
Oh,
so
you
to get us back on track, Miss.
Cool.
I have Miss Pearly. Could you please tell us so we could get this party? She's trying to like throw all the wrenches. What you got going on in Epiphany Universe, ma'am?
Okay, all right. Well, Saturday night, I am in Poetic Therapy with my cool mountain man, Sam the Man Phillips, who will be co-hosting with me. And that is Saturday night at 9. Monday night, the following Monday, we'll be back in the Soul Cafe, where I'm 1/4 of Hope, and I co-host with your esteemed guest of honor here, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Janice, your diva over here, who does an awesome job on the event page and poetic. Wednesday night, I will be in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And the topic of discussion is, what are you doing to keep your love life spicy? And if you're not in a relationship, what did you do to spice it up? Back to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. All right, then. I like spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Miss Pearly. We of course, look forward to all of that. And thank you for that beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Would you like for us to keep your mic open, or?
Just keep it open, but I'm gonna mute myself because I have a tendency to have a little outburst, and if I feel a little dizzy, y'all hear, I'm gonna let y'all hear.
Okay, because I can almost promise you you're gonna have an outburst with the next poet. So
I don't
almost promise
you
it's gonna happen. So all right, y'all not ready. All right, you ma'am. One love, one mic. You know we love you, diva.
Oh, right back at y'all. Love and light.
One love.
One love.
Essentially, Janice.
I'm here. I am here.
Do you see who's next?
You know what? I'm playing. You caught me playing around with images for the event page.
Mm-hmm,
who's next?
I'm pulling. I'm snatching you back.
I know. I can't help it. It's a habit.
I know. It's the creative in you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you introduce who's next.
Uh-oh. Let me go peek. Who do we have?
Yep. Go ahead.
Is that Mr. 668?
It is Mr. 668. I guess
awesome.
I should open his mic.
Hey, what's going on? Why y'all got me up here like I'm the feature or something? what's going
you know,
on?
We,
this is
we
the,
just,
uh,
we just gonna...
Huh?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, we get excited about all the metaphors and stuff.
Couldn't be the voice. Raw with Rain, BTR initiation show. Because I told you, you can't be a real BTR host without going through the bullshit. And they're going to put you through the bullshit.
Ain't that right.
Mm-hmm. No mercy on me.
If you can make it across the sands of fire, then you're good. They're going to leave you alone.
Well then, listen. I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do some cartwheels or something because she's definitely put me through. I'm gonna be good and ready after her when she get done with me.
You remember the BTR shows back in the day when the whole show would drop?
That's.
I don't even know what.
Matter of fact, I think that's been happening.
That's
been happening since I've been out on the road. So yeah, absolutely.
Oh, see, that's crazy. I thought they would have changed that by now. All right, I'm going to stop talking and get into this thing. This is a piece from 2015, I've been going through some of my old pieces and seeing how they still fare, you know, years down the line. But it's called The Would-Be King.
Okay.
Last night I walked the labyrinth and catacombs, past the gates that held the tombs and felt the crunch of dried up bones. Witnessed young boys being eaten alive by shark infested streets, watched little girls gyrate to bitch infested beats, drowned in the ranting sounds of liquid men and lonely harlots, heard the click clack of subway tracks and the jukebox gibberish of empty music that's lost its soul. Basked in the madness of machinery as fire trucks screamed like banshees and police cars chased despair, and I wondered if they were on their way to save some wandering soul who was told he would be king if he could pull the Cobain from that rock of cocaine. Wonder how you get a soulless man to understand that a nightmare and a pipe dream are the same thing before the ceremonial sodomy and society's lobotomy and before the dichotomy between the red pill and the blue became askew. I wonder if he sat at the head of the table, sole owner of the big piece of chicken. Was he a larger-than-life giant with his little angel standing upon his feet when he danced? Because there had to be a time when he didn't have to convince the world that he existed. I wonder how many times he clicked his heels before realizing he was already home, dining on trash can cuisine and battered dreams deep-fried in the pot he once pissed in, sleeping on subway grates, passing his collection plate 100 times for 100 dimes, standing barefoot at the bottom of volcanoes waiting to be scorched and burned into the landscape of his life. It seems death is such a subliminal crime, yet some say it's the ultimate high, and others say you can't be king, then suicide is the consolation prize. Like a lonesome dove flapping against the winds of apathy because society tells him this is the way it has to be, so he holds one in the chamber and two in the clip, takes the red pill now, saves the blue for the trip between his sentiments and tenements where they get hypnotized in the stoops of Bellevue memories, sitting high atop the citadels of hell, puff puff passing the alchemy of Memorex realities, watching reruns of last season's nightmares of necromancy, spending his days digging the plots with unfinished manuscripts and Alcatraz cemeteries because they say the first hole is always the hardest. That's that piece.
Yes.
See why I got excited when you got on the mic?
I appreciate it.
This is why I got excited when I got on the mic.
Layered.
Yes.
This piece is so layered.
Wow. That's nice.
Poetry.
Yeah.
You know, I have a feeling that the next caller is going to want to have something to say about it. So I'm just going to open their mic now so that they can say something because I have a feeling that they want to say something.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Rain. What's going on? What's going on?
Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
Joe? Definitely, Lopez Negra, how you doing? Mr. Six, brother. My brother. You know, I'm just... You know, dapping and finger snapping the whole time, man. It's still relevant, my brother. It's still relevant, man. Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Well, most definitely, man.
Thanks.
Man, wow.
Thank you, 668. We appreciate you.
All right, you can leave me open. I'm on mute.
I'll put you back on mute, of course. And thank you for blessing the mic. Always. I almost called you your government name, so I got one love, one mic, sir. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
All right. I'll put them back on mute. Joe, welcome to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. How are you this evening, sir?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. I got some stuff I was working on finally got done. So, yeah, I'm happy now.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes, indeed. How's everybody doing tonight? It's gorgeous Monday.
We're good.
I'm
what it do?
Amazing.
doing amazing.
Brother, for real, the Poet Douglas, man. Hey, you know, congratulations later on. I have questions. I have questions, brother. Absolutely.
Oh, man, don't have too many, bro.
So let me get it out, bro.
It's hot under the spotlight, bro.
Oh, you ain't seen no heat like this, bro.
Uh-oh. Hey, man, don't do it to me, man. I ain't give you no deductions this week, bro.
Okay, well, you gave it there. You gave it there. You know, but last week,
it's not too late, though.
It's not too late, though, Joe.
I think they call that.
Call head trauma.
Like that.
No, call head trauma. Joe, call head trauma. That trumps everything. There you go.
Okay. Okay.
He comes on my show, Joe. You see how he does? He comes on my show and penalizes my guest because he's a special guest.
Right, when he's a guest of honor, he's going to come on here bringing up punishment and stuff.
I was just going to do a subliminal, that's all. I didn't do no
subliminal. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, Joe. So... yeah, we're just over here having a good time. You see who my co-host officially is in the building, the soft-spoken, funny, the creative.
Hey, big brother.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better co-host, right?
Nah, well, you know, we have some pretty amazing ones, but, you know, she was hand-selected by Rain, you know, all the other hosts, like, on triple, quadruple duty over around here, these parts. So I just snatched her up, and I didn't even realize. I knew she was an amazing co-host. I knew she was going to be an amazing co-host. I just didn't know that she's more than y'all have even seen yet. So I'm excited for y'all to see what she's capable of. I'm going to make you mushy.
Yeah. I'm definitely a fan of her. That's the show. Johnny. Yeah, absolutely.
My face is red right now. I appreciate you.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Did you bring something to dance upon our minds with, sir?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, we are ready for you. The mic is yours.
All right. This is called 1954. There was a time when it was worse back then. I remember men who were well-versed. Do you remember them? I remember when lives kept in time with the times we were in. Those cats that dug the abstract were always abstract back when. Oh, 1954. I didn't know a damn thing. I remember seeing, though, although my brain was quite contained, Carnation and Pet Milk, a choice was a perk every now and then. The taste of that swill still lingers on my wheel. The taste of learned hatred that never vacated the ill. 1974, and I've never broke a heart. An egg, maybe. I walk on the extremities. I must be careful of proximities. Don't stand so close to me. Had a real sting to it. Just check out our history. There's this only ring to it. Swing loop biz, string fruit biz, the same truth is we're still hated and debated on the short end of a dollar. Be careful who you follow, for those that do, likewise on the swallow. I told y'all I didn't break no hearts. Logically impossible, emphatically it's highly probable. Humanity calls for some bullshit laws, and we bear the scars of wounded hearts. We invent our suits of armor with prophecy and lint. Philosophy invents on stage in our tents because ain't shit permanent. Besides political vermin, including some sermons. You know the ones, Storefront Now and Outback Smoking Sherman. 1984, the year of the pacifier. The year when you almost felt that fake-ass American pie. Power over Pookie was all it was. With name brands always the thing, I'm digressing left and right. But that's the plan, you see. Get more to get more to get more notice or unnoticed. I never broke a heart. But I don't endeavor either. I'll leave that to the deceivers. I'm a bit of a heavy breather. Besides, Al Green taught me how to mend them and remain above the clouds. 1994, 2020, all this time as I do mine and rhyming meter. The struggle remains to be understood as just people. As I sit here brokenhearted and listen to the rhetoric of a reaper, I love me some felines. While brothers make a beeline to free mine, but a free mind can't see behind what be mine. I'm mindful of the down quill. I've mastered the down quill. I made a living from giving just a fraction of the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm observant to the subservient. I serve them what they feel. I'm never more than just a memory. Do you remember me when we had our frequency? You were so tuned into the freak in me. Intro my Elliot-ness on a quest to be untouchable. I take what you invested in me and rest it on that bubble. I flavor your favor, baby, but what are you telling me? You giggle to my dribble and clutch on my drive. Tell me what it is you think you've never had. I'm a cat like a ride. I'm smooth just the same. But it's on that mental glide and Astro be thy name. I'm sure to cause you pain. I love me some feline while brothers make a beeline a free mind. But a free mind can't see behind what be mine. I'm mindful of the dark quill. It breathes for an opening. It seizes the coping rain and all I cause is tears. Life won't pause for fear of an opinion. Heed my call and breathe my fog. I'll turn you all to minions. Landlines where the landmines to be laid. And a man's mind is where a man's mind is to be laid. Ambulance chases usually cause accidents. Now I know where that fraction went. Action spent on talismans. I'll circle your circle and balance with an agenda. Spend your time with me and I'll bend you. I love me some feline while brothers make a beeline a free mind. But a free mind can't see behind what be mine. I'm layered in flavors and surfaced only once. What lies beneath is I know all your haunts. While they try and breach my castle wall, I reassemble those subliminal criminals and dismiss them with just a thought. 2021, 2022's on the horizon. They're still spending their bullshit policies and the MAGA clones are buying them. Vicodin, anyone? They already drink the Kool-Aid. Now we back again on borrowed sun. It's my peace, y'all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll be back again on borrowed sun. Yeah, Joe.
Damn, Joe.
Don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo.
Joe.
Dope.
You got to run that line back to me, the frequency line. Frequency freaking me.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, hold on, brother. Yeah. I'm never more than just a memory. Do you remember me when we had our frequency?
That's right there.
You were so tuned in into the freaking me, but you know. That's
yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That was the point of no return right there.
That's the word. Joe always bring that word. That's what's up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from the cadence, the wordplay, just everything about this piece, Joe, was just my fingers hurt. Like,
shout out to one of my
I was over here like a kid that don't know how to snap. I was like trying to snap loud enough so you can hear me.
Hey, well, yeah, I appreciate that because I was digging hearing the finger snaps in the background. That was cool. Thank y'all, man. I like that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah.
Good vibe.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that was the perfect piece to take us into our next segment. So, thank you so much, Joe. I am actually going to mute everyone's mic, and I'm going to play. So, thank you all. I'm gonna one love one mic to everybody.
One love.
And I'm going to. Well, you're not going anywhere, Larry. I'm gonna play a station identification, and then we're gonna come back and you in the hot seat, sir. Actually, I'll play a station identification, a song, so you can and then we'll bring you back in. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Friday, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Welcome back to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. We are going into the segment, our Q&A, with our special guest, the CEO of Raw Links, LLC, and Epiphany Radio. Essentially, Janice, are you here with me?
I'm here. I am here.
Oh. Okay, you over there multitasking. I know you are. I know you are.
No, I just got your message, so I was just peeking at it.
I figured. So for anyone that is listening in online, real quick, anyone that's listening in online, you'd like to call in, get in queue, you have about an hour left before Karen is going to cut you off. I promise you, she is not in a good mood tonight. So you will want to call in and get on the line before she boots you. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue so that we can get you on the mic following our guests. Did you have anything that you wanted to add before we have our guest come in with his open mic piece, and then we'll get into
Not yet. I'm curious. I have questions for Larry. I'm sorry. I have questions for real.
I mean, tonight he's some of everybody. He's some of everybody.
Right.
He's Larry. He's all the CEOs. He's everything tonight.
I'm a little poetic.
You feeling a little poetic?
I am. I'm a little poetic. Just a little bit.
That's what's up. Well, sir, we are going to mute our mics from our end, and we want you to have your way, and we are here, and then we will get into the Q&A. Did you have anything that you wanted to say before you get into your piece?
Yes, I did. okay. You asked me to be a part of this great show on tonight. Because you wanted people to know a little bit the backstory of Raw Links and what motivates me, you know, where did it come from, all the good things behind the scene. You'll soon know. But I just want to say this. It's been hard for me to write, okay? When it's all done and over with, you guys will understand, okay? It's been hard for me to write about a certain subject matter. But I found something in my notes that I realized that I did write, and I didn't take it as poetry. I think I don't know what I was writing about, but, well, I do know what I was writing about, but I didn't know that I wrote this. And when I opened up my notes, this thing had appeared because I tried to write something for this particular program. But this thing showed up, and after I read it, I said, you know what? I'll do this piece right here and let it explain a few things. So,
thank you.
Yes. I just wanted to thank you in advance.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. And yes, I know that, you know, you shared a little bit with me when I got my Raw Links from you, and I knew at that point that everybody needed to know what I knew. And, I know that this is not easy for you. So just thank you. And
thank you, love.
I'm going to mute myself so that you can have your way, and we're here.
Thank you. My baby's face I'll never see again. On a t-shirt I'll never wear again. Blood stains and bullets scar the image placed on cotton. R.I.P. is the heading. R.I.P. is the heading. Memories run like streams of tears cascading, broken dam of emotions bursting, emotional floodings of what used to be. Pictures of who used to be, worn on clothing. Somebody's hurting. What an ugly thing, the image of those we are honoring, holding on to, lovingly. Crying is not enough when your soul is weeping, and there's no ceasing, internally screaming, gone too soon. Dear departed, but a part of you is gone too. The living are left to wear the scars. We feel the pains. The sobs are felt like ice-picked stabbings heard over obituary readings. Senseless killings. Black lives leaking. To some it means nothing. Black was the sun that black bullet hit. Black was the finger on the trigger that pulled it. Gun was black. Black undercover cop was a witness. Black victim. Both families destroyed by this black-on-black bullshit. My baby's face I'll never see again. On a t-shirt I'll never wear again. Teddy bears mark the memorials, discarded wax lines, streets like blood from candlelight vigils. I wish that all this mattered to my people. I really should. It really should matter to our people. It's disheartening, breaking the heart of a people. Undivided, be the tribe of a people. Black lives matter. But when will it matter to my people? I love my people. I want so much for my people. I just want my people to want it too.
to one day wake up and there's no more black on black, nothing but black loving. Our baby's face I'll never see again. On a T-shirt I'll never wear again. On a T-shirt I'll never wear again. Did George Floyd die for nothing? Black lives matter, even when white life or black on blue aren't taking them. For real, let's start again. Let's start over again at the beginning, at a beginning, when everything and everyone mattered. Was there ever a time? When will we take the time? My baby's face I'll never see again. On a T-shirt I'll never wear again. Let's take the time to make things matter. 2018, I lost my son. My son was walking his mother to the store along with his uncle. There was a group of kids in front of them. As they turned the corner on the way to the store, another group of kids turned the corner with them, behind them, before they can even reach the store. The group of kids in the front of my family turned around, pulled out guns, and shot at the kids behind my family. My son pushed his mother out the way, his uncle out the way. His last words was, "Mom, I'm hit." My son was shot point blank, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Senior citizens sitting on stoops, children coming home from school. We later found out that my son was shot both in the front and in the back. I lost my son. My son went by the name of Raw to his friends. To the family, he was known as Buki. Hence, be Raw. My son, at 4 years old, was self-taught to read. He had a high IQ. Just to give you a little glimpse of how he taught himself how to read at 4 years old. He would bring me videotapes from out of my video collection. Ask me, "Dad, what this say?" Tell him what it say. He would run out the room. You know, a few minutes later, he would come back again. "Dad, what this say?" Tell him what it said. He would come back again. And again, and do that over and over and over. I'd be sitting there watching the game with my friends and things like that, and they would crack up. But we didn't know. He was teaching himself how to read. Before you know it, he was reading the sports section to my friends. My friends would ask him scores of games and things of that nature. He got so good at it, you know. He was also hooked on the VCR and the TV and things like that, to the point where I had to unplug things before I went to work to get him off of the TV. But when I came back from work, he had hooked the TV back up, things of that nature. Just a glimpse of my son. He was very smart, very, very brilliant, naturally. He was the kind of kid that he was laid back, almost like myself, very cool, collective, you know. So that's why his friends called him Raw. So when I say be Raw, I'm keeping him alive, at least to myself, by asking you to be Raw, like Bar, like Buki was. He was a cool kid. At his funeral procession, I think I told this to Janice, there was a hill that I stood on when we got to the cemetery. And I looked at the stream of cars that was, you know, the procession, the number of cars that followed us to the cemetery. I've never seen nothing like that. And I say that to say how loved my son was, and the hurt was so damaging. I had never been through something so painful. Anyway, moving forward, I had taken a little ill behind this, and I received a package from a close friend, a very good friend, and her name is Simi Lair, very spiritual sister into healing and things of that nature. She sent me a care box with San Paulo leaves, you know, sticks, sage, essential oils, healing things. And she sent me some vitamins and things of that nature. But the thing that was at the bottom of the box was a bracelet that she made. This bracelet had skulls on it, some black, some white. It also had volcanic rock beads. This was a beaded bracelet, and full of gems that was natural, nature-like. And she explained to me that the skulls stood for life and death. And when she said that, it kind of something just hit me. Anyway, I fell in love with that bracelet. I put that bracelet on, never took it off. I still wear it today. I fell so much in love with that bracelet that I started researching. I started seeing where I can buy more of them, you know. And then doing my research, you know, I spent a lot of money buying these bracelets. Then just one day, I clicked on a page or something where I saw the beads that were on the bracelet. I saw them loose, you know, piece by piece. And something clicked on me. Wow, I like to make these myself because these bracelets are kind of expensive, and I'm just that kind of guy that I get into a lot of things, you know, and I want to do it for myself. Even when it comes to cars and fixing cars or whatever, I like to do it for myself. So before you knew it, I began making these bracelets, making them. I would make them and pass them out, pass them around, give them to my sons and things of that nature, my daughters. Then one particular day, my kids came to me. They say, Dad, you got to stop giving these things away. You need to sell these. That was after I found out that they was going out there selling the bracelets that I was giving them. Yeah, they were selling the bracelets. So they got on me real hard because I wasn't into it for selling it. I was into it for the healing property and a little bit of the fashion of it as well. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But they got on me real hard. Every time I made a bracelet, my daughter would come to me and say, Dad, you're going to sell that bracelet. You're going to sell that necklace, Dad. Come on, Dad. And she got on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? So I began to sell that. And they were my, they were the ones that would go out and get the customers. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew it was hard for me, but they stayed on me about that. But that's how Raw Link started. And the business is named Raw Link in honor of my son. And when you see Be Raw written, that's because it stands for Bookie Raw.
Yeah.
And I'm a end it there. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. That's how Raw Links began.
You told me a little bit about the yes, definitely. We talked a few days ago, and you told me a little bit about the picture that you use for the company's logo also.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the sunglasses
picture,
and the hat.
The sunglasses with the hat. Yeah. That's Spooky. That's
yeah.
It. That was his stilo. That was his flavor. Hat sideways, sunglasses on, and his chain on, you know. And
yeah.
I chose that as the image. You know, Raw Links is like I told you, it's hard for me to write about the what happened to my son. But it's easier for me to just create.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's also for the children that he left behind. Not too many of us as African Americans have anything to leave to our kids, our sons, business-wise, material, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to set his sons up. You know, he had three sons at the time. He had a daughter, all under the age of nine, okay? And he had a little girl was born right after he passed away, like 2 months after he passed away. But anyway, I'm saying that to say that a lot of this is savings for them, and not only savings for them, but a business that they can step into, because I'm going to be teaching them the business. Mm. I want to be able to leave these children something and make life easier for them. And if I can, before you go into further, just a little snippet of this was his little brother also started a business. At 12 years old, his little brother was making, preparing four-course meals, you know, dinners. He's self-taught cook. Then he went to school. But anyway, he has a business, and the name of his business is Raw Desserts. And you may see some pastries on Raw Link's page or my author, Larry D. Maddox's page, about what he's doing, and he's doing great, great business. Designing his cakes for the same reason, and his business is named Raw Desserts. Back to you, darling.
Larry, for those that are listening that
go ahead.
I was gonna ask him. Can you hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
Okay. I was just going to say, for those people that are listening that don't know where Larry is located, they may be able to support Raw Desserts in addition to, because Raw Links can be mailed, but if there's anybody here, did you want to let people know where you're located, Larry?
Yes, I'm in the Philadelphia area, North Philly, matter of fact. And, hey, you can reach me through Facebook, through Instagram, however you want to do that. My son just came up with some strawberry shortcake in a jar. A mason jar, yeah. So I was thinking myself, I wonder if they can be shipped that way. But he makes some very, very delightful stuff, y'all. Just made a wedding cake, a three-tier wedding cake for one of my coworkers. They love him to death. They love him to death. But if you're interested in that as well, his name is George Preston. On Facebook, he's Preston Maddox. On Instagram, he's Pablo. And you can just find Raw Desserts. Just type in Raw Desserts, and if you like to support his business,
I'll make sure I get some links up.
Yes.
Janice, you were about to ask a question.
No, actually, you kind of touched on what I was going to ask about with the Raw Desserts. How could we get in touch with him regarding that, if whoever's local? Yeah, I'm going to follow up and get some links posted on the page later this evening.
Mhm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Larry, I did have a follow-up question. You and I had spoke, and, you know, we know that you're some of them are very stylish, but they have these links have properties. And I know that you mentioned in a conversation that there was one particular stone that you were drawn to. And so what is your favorite and why?
My favorite gem happens to be hematite. Hematite is my basic ingredients. Everything starts with that. I have to force myself not to use it sometimes. It is a masculine stone, but it is cut. It is cut in small, you know, facets in certain pieces. But I try to make sure that every piece has a bit of hematite in it. I like hematite. Hematite is a negativity blocker. Hematite strengthens. Hematite is a radiation blocker as well. It controls your blood pressure, your blood flow. I happen to have heart failure, so it works for me in that manner. Magnetic hematite is good for weight loss, controlling your weight, you know. But you have to be careful.
I need to place another order.
And people wonder why they don't, they lose their appetite and forget. See, and I wear so much of it that going through a period of time where I had to force myself to eat, but I forgot that I was wearing the hematite and all this, you know, the blah, blah, blah. I forgot. So I had to chill myself and start taking it off periodically because I wear my jewelry night and day. I take it off for showers, but today I have to force myself to take a break. But my favorite piece is hematite. Hematite is a stone with metal properties. It look, you look at it, you would think it was straight up metal, but it's really truly not. But hematite is my favorite piece, darling.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, and so for those callers that really, this man, I saw it firsthand. He has every gem, I swear, I think you can think of, and he does custom work. So just, he, I know he puts it out there. You know, he has a lot of things posted, but, you know, you do some remarkable work. And you know, I've been getting on you for the longest time. Like, you know, I just,
I wanted
people to know why I loved Raw Links. It's one thing to just hear about it, but there's so many amazing features about it, and just, it's beautiful. And the story, and your work is impeccable. I mean, I watched you work, so I got to see the behind the scenes, and you're very meticulous, and you do excellent work, and I can't wait to get my next bracelet.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, darling.
I have a question that was sent to me. From one of the listeners. They were just asking about the magnetic clasp that you use. What made you decide to use those instead of the traditional clasp?
Okay, the magnetic clasp. Why did I choose that? I don't know. I thought that it made the pieces more elegant. It was different. I like different things. I don't like to step into the realm of what everybody's doing. I felt that the stretch bracelets were a little flimsy. I thought they were more, and it was just, it looks better to me. It's more better to be custom to the person. I wanted people to have their own individual, you know, style and that own fit. Because when I make this for you, you know what? Your man ain't going to put this on because he ain't going to fit it. Or, you know what I'm saying? I wanted it to fit that person. Not only to fit that person, but the beads that were chosen by that person for whatever their needs were, healing, spiritual, whatever, to be just for that person. And so I just thought that the magnetic clasp did that job, did it well. And a lot of people love that.
Yeah. It's my favorite feature. Because, you know, when I have nails, I can't put, and so I'm just going to, you know, I'm not a little tiny petite lady, and I've never had, even when I was smaller, I've never had really tiny wrists. So the fact that you do make yours, you know, when you get the stretchy ones and you have larger wrists, all it does is separate the beads on your wrist, and then you look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So with you, what I love is that you ask, you know, for the wrist size. Now, it might take a little bit of work on our part to just give you the wrist size, but then from there, it really, and you made mine perfect. Like, I'm so happy, and I'm not really a big bracelet person because of that. And so you just made me fall in love with wearing bracelets.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. In order to get a piece from Raw Links, I'm going to need to know your wrist size if it's just for a bracelet. But I do, we do bracelets, necklace, earrings, the whole gambit. But for your wrist, it's custom sized. So I'm going to need to know your wrist. And I always go through something you never know. One of the winners from your last show that won a bracelet, Miss Lily, ain't misbehaving. She was like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to measure my wrist.
She is not the only one.
She put me through hell. I said, take a C-string. There's some other ones out there as well. I'm not going to say any names. One, everybody knows that's the Hurricane. She's giving me hell, too. But, yeah. But if you want a custom bracelet, I'm going to need your size, ladies and gentlemen, you know, because this is just for you. And whatever ails you, whether it's a spiritual thing, whether it's a sickness, you know, or you know, because I don't want to jump the gun. I'm about to jump the gun. I'm talking too much. But I will say this. There's some specific gems that's known to promote love, okay? So if you feel like you're a little bit, you know, lost in that department, we can talk about it.
I need some of that on mine, too. The weight loss, can I get can I get it all in one, or do I need one for
you?
I need weight loss. I need love. I need, I need mental clarity.
Yeah. So there's a gem for each and every one of those things, and you can get it mixed. See, but the only problem I have is if you pick too many and they clash with another, I want to say stylishly, fashionably, because I'm not going to give you nothing that's ugly. I just can't. I can't release it. So it's got to have those properties, and it got to look good.
And I have to plug one more thing there because I know you're not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm here for. I'm your mouth.
Listen.
It's football season. That's all I'm gonna say.
Ah.
It's football season. So if you don't have a bracelet repping your team, if you got a team, if you don't care about it, then you don't care about it.
Yeah,
but he got poetry too, because I got a poetry bracelet, and so does Johnny.
Yeah, the poetry bracelet. It's pretty easy. I think I need to get another one because I didn't realize as people was buying them up that I was selling mine as well. I didn't know that. So I need a poet bracelet myself. But I have, you can get that custom made as well. I have a request for one that Miss Pearly asked for one that says poetess. So I have poetry, poet, whatever. Everything can be custom over here.
I like that.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely. You know. Well, David, did you have any other questions for our amazing guest?
I think we hinted at a stone regarding love. Is there any particular stone that you use when that's what someone is interested in manifesting?
Like it. The ladies love it. And you know what? The guys, I have a couple guys that, you know, that has bought this stone in the form of a bracelet. And that stone is opal. That's opal.
Oh.
And I'm like, if you man enough to wear it. You know, because I advertise
that. Is that what I ended up with? Because I remember I was looking for moonstone, but I ended up with opal, right?
For moonstone. That was opal. That's known as the love stone. And, this jewelry is for the adventurous. That's why I say, why be average when you can be raw? You know? So go
exactly.
out.
Whatever it
is. If you can wear it, you man enough to put it on. You know what I'm saying? Opal is known as the love stone. There's many different variants of opal. The one that you have is known as sea opal. It has that bluish haze to it, a creamy white. Opal is a beautiful stone. I think you just Google it and find out your properties about it. But it has many other properties, soothing, protection, but mostly known for being a promoter of love. So, like I say, sneak one to your man. He won't know why.
I need to get me a man first.
Hey, well, you know what? Put some opal on and you might attract that, because opal added into your inner to your inner energy will push that emotion out. Now, moonstone is a stone that you're very much interested in.
Yes.
Moonstone is also a love promoter. It promotes love between couples. I don't think you knew that when you were asking me. It promotes love between couples.
Okay.
You know, it also promotes inner growth, strength. It's a soothing stone. It soothes emotionalities, stress. It stabilizes emotions. It promotes calmness. You know, moonstone enhances intuition. It promotes inspiration. You know, success and good fortune. You know, love matters, love business. You know, the transparency of it is hypnotizing. You know, the optical illusion, the optical properties of it all. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful stone. I said for any lady, I would promote the moonstone and opal. It's just moonstone is a little bit busy. If you want to stand out, if you're a little shy, let the moonstone speak for you because the
I am listening.
I got a whole list. I got a whole list over here. Opal, I'm getting the bracelet, the necklace, and the earrings.
Check.
And then I'm going to have
check and check.
Some, yes, I got it all. Got the list.
Yeah.
Well, Larry.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough, and I, you know, you and I have had a lot of conversation. Well, the three of us have had a lot of conversation prior to this, and I thank you. I can't thank you enough for your vulnerability, for sharing your story.
Yes.
I learned even more today than I knew, and I know that the courage you had to have to share that, and I was speechless over here, and as you continued to talk, it made it a little bit easier to come back on. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be a host on this show today. Hopefully Janice got her stuff together. But I thank you, sir.
Well,
thank you.
Let me tell you, I have to say this. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have to say this. I want to thank you for coming at me the way you did. You remind me of a couple of other sisters that I'm very, very close to, that get on my nerves in the same manner. You know, one I spoke about earlier, the other one whose her name rhymes with Tarachi. But because, I don't promote myself like I should, and you came at me in a way that I just sat back and I was like, okay, you know, because I don't like being out front. I don't like, you know, I'm not a salesman. I'm bad. Like my children will tell you, he'll give everything away. You know, so I thank you for helping me come out the box that I've always been in. And I love you because of that. And I thank you for having me on this program, the both of you. So thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right.
You're not going to get me all choked up in here. I got a show to do on your network.
Well,
the boss gonna fire me before I even get to the book. But thank you. Yes, absolutely.
All right, you're welcome. Make sure you get your roll in.
Okay. Yes.
And that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Like, what do we do now? One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, Larry. One love, one mic. You're welcome, love. Get those poets up in here. Let them express themselves.
Yes.
Everybody under my voice, much love, because a lot of them, even Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, is walking around with some raw links. So much love, everybody.
Yes.
I'll be listening. I'll be right here.
All right, love. All right, let's get these, because we got quite a few callers in here, so we're going to have to utilize our snaps and our oomps and our grunts and and all that. So next up on the mic,
on a discussion event page.
Yes. I'm
Hello?
Almost nervous. Hello? Hello? What do we have on the mic?
Mojave.
I know.
Hello.
Good evening, Mojave.
I'm still waiting for my Iron Man raw links. Even though he made it for me, so I personally need one.
Yeah.
That's Iron Man. I need that.
Okay.
I got you, bro.
You need to reach out to him on the get on the place your orders in the back channel. Sir, what do you have for us this evening, Mahavi? How are you doing this evening?
I am struggling with certain things, but I'm okay. Everything's worked out.
It sounds like you're working out over there. Y'all right?
No, no. I'm okay.
Okay.
We've been working out. That's weird. That's a weird thing.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
What you got for us this evening?
Hilarious. I'm debating performance versus Fresh Ink.
Fresh Ink.
Will there be music?
Huh?
Fresh Ink.
Will there be music?
Well, no, there's no music for the Fresh Ink. It's Fresh Ink. There's nothing.
Fresh Ink.
But
know my choice. Fresh Ink.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Okay. And shout out to the illustrious CEO, for real, who allows everybody to be themselves. So it makes it easy for us all to contribute to the great and studies of Epiphany Radio Universe. Shout out to this Dream Show. Congratulations, ladies. Shout out to y'all for rocking and getting this done and making everything else happen.
Much appreciated.
Appreciate that. All right.
Thank
you,
Mahavi.
You're welcome.
The mic is yours.
All right. Roger. Roger was 5'11", in the 7th grade, lanky, tall, gangly, dark skin, barely picked afro, full lips, they called him the African booty scratcher. Wore long jeans and pro keds, a corduroy jacket, and long fingers on a wide hand. I saw these up close, and I'm going to tell you how. Me? Barely 5 feet, peasy-headed, stuttered magnificent, popular challenge, picked on, easy pick, needed for anyone, tag your it, no money, no social currency, liked by no girls, the most cracked on and always the L. We had health class last period, which came as a switch from science and Mr. Obona, who used to paddle us to get us to commit to sitting in our seats, being quiet, even if we didn't learn the little he had to teach. Roger decided that he was tired of the negative attention that went with the beauty of dark skin and full lips. He quipped at me because I laughed when Billy said he could cool off soup really quick. And because of it, he didn't really want it with Billy, but he called me a silly little nigga, which was fighting words, to which I said, "Your mama." He said, "Yo, daddy." I said, "Your whole damn family." He said, "I'm going to get you, piece of shit." Peanut Gallery saying, ooh, what you going to do about that? What you going to do about that? Yo, Roger, you should kick his ass, Roger. You should kick his ass. And I can't remember exactly what I said. He said I was dead come 3 o'clock. 2:35, sitting in a chair, and I'm thinking about, staying alive, staying alive. Congratulations. Birth control glasses with the cheapest frames, with the cheapest of the masses that come with state insurance, all with no name. I was one rip shoe away from being out of shoes. Hand-me-down crisp pants. That's my brother. Brown with oversized pocket, a green T-shirt, which was clean but really too small. My care in the morning was me finding whatever fit, brushing my teeth and my hair if I had time for it. My grandmother didn't care for us to be late or still be around because there's still time when we waited for a late bus. It soaked through coats in the corner of Lemon and Ferndale during a monsoon. I had half my fights there. I know that my brother would sometimes get up early and take a different place bus line because he was too tired of defending me, too tired of fighting for me. The instant disrespect at the sight of me, letting me fight even though I would never win. I was a soulless body, no friends, no frame, pure lonely, only good for summer when there was no one else to play games. I knew Roger lived deep down Ferndale, past Apple Street, closer to Wilson. I thought if I waited till after school, I could probably avoid these fisticuffs, the way you get forced to fight when someone sees someone cry, bleed, or beat sentencing, or roughed up. Hit me, and I'll hit him. Cross this line. Knock this off my shoulder. The peanut gallery grew colder by hopping in, punching and slapping. One losing in cheers and grins. 2:45. Ivan Rivera starts acting like a newscaster, saying, "I was a poor bastard and I was about to get beat. I better not retreat. Slide a different way outside. Walking home would be a cheat." Billy starts taking bets. I start to sweat. betting on black eyes and split lips, punches to the guts, and if my pants I'd shit. 255, I'm stuck in this delusion, the conclusion that there's an impending doom. When the bell rings, I didn't even notice that Roger had left the room. We dismiss in alphabet order, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to slide out through the back door of the eighth grade side. When you feel a little bit grace, I get ready to walk to the door, and I see a crowd, and I get punched really hard in the face. Mm-hmm. The first one cracked my eyeglass lens. The second one broke the nose guard. The third punch shattered the hard plastic the way it cut my nose with stratus, the oohs and ahs, the few gasps, and I watched Roger kick dust, beating a hasty retreat. Then I was here that I was lucky to keep my teeth. Blood on my hands while I'm trying to see, looking for what's left of my glasses. And someone hands me one half, and I hear this laugh while someone's playing keep away with the other half. Oh, crap. Tell me if the lens is so thick that when I see people waving from a map, I get to the nurse to help stop the blood and maybe bandage my self-esteem. The nurse, who's in a rush, adds bacitracin and a few little Band-Aids, ushers me to the assistant principal office to call my grandmother for a pickup. And then they ask me, what happened? What went down? What happened? And I refused to tell. I never mentioned Roger's name. I only said, I fell. Poem.
Yes. Wow. That was clever. That was clever.
Mm-hmm.
That was clever how you... Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, I'm doing a whole bunch of seventh grade poems from seventh grade. This is great. So you get to hear the fun, the joy. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I've been noticing that theme from you lately. Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's not always easy to write about those days. Yes.
Right.
No,
middle school.
No, I'm telling you, I found a journal that had all this stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
and all these repressed memories came back. And so, cool. What do we do with repressed memories, boys and girls?
We write them out.
And we make poems.
Wow.
So that's what I did. So, no, I'm this other one I'm working on is funny. This is the first beautiful girl that I danced with. In seventh grade. It's really, really dope. It's a great story. Has bullies in it and everything. It's great.
Oh boy.
Man.
Okay. Mahavi, tell us what you got going on tomorrow because we got a lot of callers on the line. So
okay, yeah, I'm getting off.
What do you have
going on
at Tiffany University?
Tomorrow we have Honey Drippers for the love of honey. They speak of love. We're doing all love poems, Honey Drippers, male, female, like love who the one you with, love the one you like, one the one. Anything that you want to do, as long as it considers love. We're just going to go in here, we're just going to make it real love, messy, drippy love, just drippy love for tomorrow.
Okay.
So just come on in and get this drippy love. Just get dripped on. Come on.
We'll be there. We will be there.
Drippy.
Come on, get drippy.
I'm
almost scared to ask. Do you want your mic open or closed?
No, you can close your mic. I'm doing three things at once, so y'all might as well just keep me to the curve.
I figured you were. Thank you again for coming through. I appreciate you.
No problem. All right.
One love, one mic.
God.
All right. Next up on the mic, we have C-34.
Uh-oh.
Good evening,
now,
sir.
Why you say uh-oh for? You know I'm here.
I thought I was muted.
This is why we have to keep LaCurly. She had posting over here.
She's about to mute herself, I guess.
See, I was going to give her a growl, but you know,
Really quick, before we got 5 minutes. If you are listening online, please call in 319-527-6300 and press 1. Yep, press 1. Listen, you would normally have about 13 minutes, but Karen was not being nice to me earlier, so you got 5 minutes and 27 seconds to call in and get on the mic. All right, C Dub. Thank you for coming through Raw with Rain in the spotlight, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, my sister with voice Rain. How are you? And Janice, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, C Dub. Glad to hear you.
Hey, good to hear you too. I'm enjoying the show. Congratulations to For Real for his spotlight. I mean, great questions, great answers.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
What do you have for us this evening, C-Dub? I don't want to rush you on or off the mic.
Okay.
I just have a lot of callers, and I don't want to go into a speed round. I want to give everyone their time. So.
I understand. This is a Facebook question. It's called What's on Your Mind?
Okay.
Whenever
does
you're
it have
ready.
Music in it? Does it have music
no.
in it?
Mm-hmm. It will
it does.
Later on, but not now.
All right, so the mic is yours.
It will be references, yes.
Thank you. Okay. I've been sensing something hidden. Something you want to say that's ready to be revealed, released in elaborate fashion. It's been compartmentalized in this relationship based on similar passions about this craft we do. Though I'm committed to someone else, you wish it was you. In her place, on her throne, maybe that's why I keep you so distant. It's dangerous to fantasize all the possible positions you'd be willing to please my body in, setting your nerve endings to stun. What's on your mind? I don't know. Me? How I've grown as the man you've been wanting all your life that brings you to salivating perspiration and heated vocabulary where you call out the Savior in whispered breath tones. Oh my God. I sent your prayers, though you want the best for me and my lady. Let's stop kidding. You wish it was us. So I apologize for turning you on, causing your electricity to overrun and your mountain peaks standing at attention, causing your southern volcano to erupt. My baritone and my vocal calm sends vibrations. No toy with batteries can replicate shape like me. Holy, that was me inside of you. Combine with you, delight you, excite you, breathe tears of joy after I explode in the thighs of you in the slow grind that builds to that pumping crescendo, nails in my back you won't let go, admissions of you have never had sex like this before to where your bed breaks, falls to the floor, and you become surprised after I say, I'm not done, and I want more. You dream nightly of how I nibble you precisely in all the right places you surrender from fighting what you feel as you say, you love me. Wake up. This is reality, no adultery. I'm one with her, so I thank you for your likes. But I'm not blind. I read you like a novel, and I know what's on your mind. Don't get caught up in the words I write. Don't get amazed by my musical styles. Don't get enamored by the service I provide. Don't get intoxicated by my looks or my smile. Don't you start loving me in your cravings from afar. You're only seeing my representative. You don't know who I am. And in my mind, we should keep it that way. And to be honest here, I didn't mean to turn you on to me.
Hey.
In peace.
Well, damn.
I was needed.
What's a girl to do?
I mean,
yeah,
myself.
Listen.
But listen, just in time for the Blog Talk lady to come on here and be like, 60 seconds. And I was like, whoa.
I wasn't ready.
C-Dub.
Yes.
No music, huh? No music, huh?
It'll come later. It'll come later.
Uh-huh. No, I heard some crescendos and some, it was, listen. Sir, thank you so much for sharing that piece. We so appreciate you coming through. You have the ladies
welcome
on the stage, all in their feelings. Mm-hmm. Would you like us to leave your mic open, or would you like it closed, sir, the next caller?
You can close it. I'll be fine.
All right, love. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, bro.
All right. I want to play a quick station identifier. Cool. And then we're going to bring in our next call.
Okay.
If I can find. Okay. My, it's okay. Here we go.
This is For Real McCoy Douglas. And you're at Epiphany Radio. Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. The next phase in online radio.
Good evening,
Queen.
Hey, good evening, Johnny's. Good evening, Rain.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm amazing.
Well,
how are
Queen.
You?
I'm good.
Hello,
I'm good.
Uh-huh, Sir Milk Dud. I'm gonna get to you. I'm gonna get to you. Okay.
This is sexy.
Oh, I need to know the story. I need to know the story behind that.
No, you don't.
I'll catch you in the inbox, Johnny. It's about milk.
This is Rain. This is Rain. But yeah, you can hit us both up because I'm sure that she wants to know too. I'm sure she wants to know. So
I mean, you know, all you gotta do is look at a couple of his profile pics and you can catch on that real quick. But anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
But
what do you have for us this evening, Queen?
Well, I'm going to say this real quick because I know you got a lot of people.
Yes,
congrats.
Absolutely.
For real. I'm so glad that you guys put this together for him to be able to tell his story because a lot of people needed to hear, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to have his son remain living and alive and well in the essence through what he does. And then that generational wealth. That's awesome, for real. So, you know, much love to you. You already know.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. See, Rain, this
you
is the one
Kylie,
that originally
behind
got
your
on
back.
My nerves.
Oh, I know.
I think she
speaks really highly of you behind your back. She says great things about you behind your back.
I hope so.
Yeah. I think this was a colluding thing here.
It's just queen work. That's just how queens work.
Yeah, well,
we always have to talk. So, you know, that's just how it works.
Yeah, she used to push me out there. So thank you, sis, for being a part of my life as well and always being there for me. Hey, Rain, there's many stories to tell, but we ain't going to get into it right now.
Yeah, we ain't going to do it now.
I got your address and your number. So.
Get on my
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get into this piece. I'm going to do a piece that For Real really likes. Actually, he loves to even perform this piece of mine, and it's called Watch Me.
All right, we're ready for you.
All right.
Mic is yours, Queen.
All right. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me ride the rhythm of this life like my insecurities and restrictions don't exist. Watch me step on the necks and detach the heads of the slithering ones that hiss. Now watch me raise my black fist, but not to assault, battle, or bruise unless I have to, but to win. Because some accessorize their grin, create secret hymns to watch me lose. Watch me take these old torn shoes and catwalk these potholes on my lawn like they're new. Watch me nurture spirits that have been beaten black and blue. Watch me use my testimony to speak life into a being near you that amplifies their just existing into living when you didn't think there was a reason to. Oh, I thought you knew why I do this. It's because my father told me to. 6 million ways to die, yet to live. I only need two. See, I'm speaking to you that woke up feeling defeated. Seated, depleted. Tell the devil to remain seated, untie the bondage around your hands and watch me stand while working this self-doubt, trying to climb in, take over my free dome and own the deeds to my peace. But watch me pull that welcome mat right underneath its feet. Then watch me greet these kings with a reason to protect, respect, sing to the stride of black queens while the world listens. See, the testimony is being written, humbling me to expose my flaws and shortcomings in clear vision. See, he's already forgiven me for my reckless decisions. Cemented and grounded them as stepping stones, said, and calling up to blow the wind of construction and build something into these microphones. Watch me take my gift and split my sea of confusion, then use it as my red carpet en route to the Most High's heavenly office. See, I may be short on dollars, sometimes even the rent. But watch me rub these spiritual coins together and spare some change with plenty of sense. Now watch me turn that into wealth, knowledge itself, fears and awe, even as I'm staring at the writings of a single status on my wall. My internal tears may fall as I call upon my truth to be present so I can dodge it. I can't dodge it, sugarcoat or massage it, but watch me emerge. Watch me emerge. Watch me emerge, first, second, and third eye on my lip path as I give darkness the skin of burnt brass to kiss while failure is blasphemous. Watch me master this, bounce back with that classy swiftness without so much as even tilting my crown. See, I'm looking around and nothing seems familiar. Life was flipped over like a fraction's reciprocal, but the common denominator was me. Accountability is my savior. Self-reflection is my oxygen. So I breathe like infinity was promised to me. But who wants to stop me? I'm exhibiting my flesh and leading my best assets while he writes a copy of my story, injecting audibles portable through my mind, and I'm finding my way through humble water. See, I am the daughter of she whose life flees through manslaughter. But watch me take my life back without barter, even in my fall. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me pain and reign through these adversities and conquer them all with that divine drive and these kingdom-made keys. See, you don't have to believe, but just watch what he does with me in peace.
Umbrella, I want to hate you so bad.
Six, I knew you wanted to say something.
I had to share that piece because my brother has often even come on, like when I've been featured, he's actually, y'all got to hear him perform it. He does his thing, like with this piece.
I can imagine. The way he performs his piece, I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
He goes in. But much, you know what, I'm not going to say, I know you got a lot of love coming through for real, but you already know I love you to this. Beyond this lifetime, you already know. Much love to y'all queens for bringing it forward, for him to be able to share this with everybody. Shout out to all the poets before and after me. Much love, y'all.
Thank you, love.
Thanks, love.
Thank you, queen.
That's my peace, baby. That was my peace.
One love, one mic. Yes.
My.
Yes, she killed that piece. Yes. Like she's like, is there any? I'm going to have to get a new mic.
She makes me sick.
Because next up, right.
She's just on my nerves.
Next up on the mic, we have the station manager. So do we have a mic left for him to spit with? Is there a mic?
Give him a half a mic.
He's bringing in a new
he
mic.
He works with
him.
A half a mic. He know how to work it.
Oh, okay. All right. Poetic.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's up, bro?
Essentially Chinese and for real, baby.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, listen. I did say rain. I sure did. You
I didn't
first.
Hear it. It was too many. It was too many octaves high. Like
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. Good evening, Rain. How are you?
Good evening, Poetic. I'm well, love. How are you? Okay, back to business.
I'm just phenomenal. Hey, Danielle. I hear you.
Giggling.
What's up, Bree?
Quick little fun fact. The piece that Pharrell did and the reason why he has Raw Links, I was there the night he came onto Wolf Hours in the midst of everything that was going on and spit a piece. And it was because of him I knew that no matter what you got going on in your life, you could dig deep within yourself and still be creative and inspire others. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I decided to be on Epiphany Radio because of him.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Thank you, bro.
Wow. That's so awesome.
Yeah, man. You remember that. He always brings that up to me. I think, yes, that was the same day, I think. I don't even know. But
It was the same night.
Yeah.
Same night.
Yeah. Thanks for being there for me, man, and thanks for being here now, man. That's all I have to say to you, bro. I love you, man, and thank you for being a part of my life.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys.
I know.
So poetic.
Okay, y'all. Okay. Everybody?
What did you bring? You're not going to make me. I've already been crying over here. You're not going to make me cry again.
Especially,
I'm a thug. And you got enough thug tears out of me tonight. So,
I love it.
No more thug tears tonight. I'm sorry. Now I'm choking on air over here.
Brother Renee with that piece. Oh my
yes. God. Yes. Speaking of him showing out.
When she started sense and making change. Oh my gosh. Umbrella.
The whole piece.
The hurricane.
Okay.
The whole piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
She came. She had no mercy on your mic. Sir,
none.
Would you like to tell us what you have going on in emergency in the Epiphany Radio before you get started? Or after?
Sure. It's a short week for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Join me and J. Rob, the Wise Son, this coming Thursday night in the Get Down, and then on Sunday night with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic, for the Inspiration Factory. Yeah, it's a short week this week. Whew, thank you.
Congratulations, because I think that's the shortest announcement you've ever made, like on any show.
Yes,
congratulations.
For me, yes. So thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, sir, the mic is yours. Whatever it is that you have, we are here to absorb all your goodness.
All right. Thank you. The title of this piece is called Skin Hunger.
Mm.
Oh, my.
I'm craving you more than ever, trying to deny myself this hunger, wondering why you had to leave, causing my flesh to greed. While I yearn for your simplest touch, is that asking too much? For you to place your hand on my chest, on my shoulder where your head used to rest,
The glare in my eye is met with unbridled passion. I need to feel your flesh on mine in a hot, steamy session. But I'll settle for just a little lip lock. Tick, tock. The clock is ticking and it's been too long. Me touching you and you touching me, is that so wrong? I miss you so bad. The importance of what we had. The motivation to just be in your presence, met with fueled excitement and little resistance, made me want you more and more. My appetite is for your soothing touch when I'm stressed. My hunger is for your healing touch when I'm sick and depressed. All I can do is sit on the side of my bed and wonder what happened to my skin hunger. Why does my skin cells feel so dry? The aloe vera in your touch makes my skin high, like I've smoked several trees. I've been on bending knees, wondering, will I hold you again? Bare naked souls touching and rubbing again. What have you done to make me addicted? My bed has seen something so wicked. That wickedness is loneliness. I've starved from lack of nourishment before. I can't handle hungering for your touch. Your touch. My skin is hungry and I'm starving for your touch that I'm missing and craving. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this piece. I remember the show you did it on. I remember this piece. Lord have mercy. Mm. All right, you get your snack.
I'm famished. I am famished.
I don't want to eat. Thank you. I'm full. Yo, no peace, bro. No peace. I just love the word usage of hunger. Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. Starving.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Mr. Station Manager.
Go eat something, man.
Listen, I'm feeling some kind of way, but could you please tell me if you would like your mic open or closed?
Oh, you can leave it open. I don't mind.
So I'm just going to take a moment here because I'm super excited. Let me go ahead and open 668's mic because I know he going to have something to say. So I can almost guarantee I have only heard this next poet one time do open mic. Me personally, I can't say that she's never done any other open mic. But when I tell you that this poet is one of the dopest poets, I've watched her pen for the last decade, and I'm just let me just open her mic. For those that do not know her, I what is her name on Facebook? I know her as Avelle Eddie. Let me see. Let me just open her mic. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. Like, I'm flustered right now. Can you tell I'm flustered?
Aww.
Lady A, my sweetest soul, your mic is open, and I'm so thankful that you're here.
Hello, everyone. I'm blessed to be here as well. I've been listening to everyone, microphone speak, and I think that have been wondrous. Raw Links, I appreciate you sharing yourself. I was going to do one piece, but once I heard your piece, I kind of went to a piece of mine that is like just one of my ultimate altar pieces. So thank you all, everyone, for having this place to share and of goodness to come in, like Hurricane. I don't even know what to do with Hurricane Lady. I'm just kind of like, don't know what to do about that. I was like, she making me change my clothes at night and don't nobody see me. She making me want to change my clothes and put my cute outfit on. And don't nobody see me. And I say that to everyone. who came in. Thank you. I'm really scared doing this, so I'm really.
Lady
yeah,
A, I just
I'm
want
shy.
You to know I
yeah.
love you. I love you, period.
I love you all as well. So I'm gonna do this piece called Tea and Biscuits at Our Altar. And like I said, I was gonna do another piece, but when listening to Raw Links earlier, I kind of changed my mind, so I'm just gonna go with this. And yikes! Okay, here we go. So let us eat together with churned butter and drop biscuits, professing wonderful sips and soft cups. The sweet cream is near. Let us sip wine with legs crossed, slow cooking red beans and herbs and spices and talk shit and such. Yellow is a favorite color of my birth mother. I share within my prayers and my blues are her softness worn amongst my heart. For she is no longer here. And she is the daughter of my grandmother, Inez, a woman I never met. I share meals in the honor of love and cotton picked. There are sweet cookies baked by the woman. Cotton candy is near. I'm sure my ancestors were there with hard suggestions that I act like a lady and cross my legs even though they was wide open waiting for suggestion. And I was here warm for affection. And even though my neck was pressed against the wall, I was here for perfection. I scream raw and uncanny and uncaring even, demanding more, yet so much for me to be rebellious, even from you to wrap your tongue around my pelvis. I swear, this was just a simple treat. I was here for tea and biscuits at our altar from the beginning of this poem. But now I roam upon diction and have myself in raw fiction and raw diction and even raw affliction so that I can rub myself around your rawness just to hear you scream one time for love. And I was nothing more than sweet cakes baked, something like peach cakes, something like breaded rum, something like raw rum, something like spice rum, based and cooked and churned all the way since May. I'm about to bake this in November. I'm only here to be across with you, to sip wine with you, to break bread with you. You can dip it in some sweet sauce or something spicy, no matter what taps your tongue. But I am here for nothing more than to be your tiramisu so we can eat each other over and over again. And that's that piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tiramisu.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, my
God. Was nice. Very nice.
Can
very
I say nice. Something?
Of course
is,
you can.
This is Mr. 666. And
I was waiting.
Avelle. Listen, you know, I've been talking to you for the past 10 years about getting on the mic. And I'm going to tell y'all that this, when she says this was scary, this was something that she was swearing up and down that she would never, ever do. So to hear her, I mean, smooth as VSOP on the mic right now, listen.
Bad part.
Is an honor to just hear her do her thing. Because if you read her work, mind blowing. But always to hear the artist do their own work and you hear it in ways that you never thought is something entirely different. So this is an honor to hear her do her thing. Put it this way. We did a show a long time ago where we knew she wasn't going to do her own stuff, so we secretly got a whole bunch of poets together, and we recited her pieces on a show that she was the feature on. That's how much that
I remember.
We love her, and
that's the only time I've heard her. That's the only time I've heard her. So it's like having royalty in here. That's fine, y'all. I'm sorry. I had to take that commercial break for her. I know she's not the feature on here, but listen, again, y'all have to, if you're not following her, if you're not reading her, please friend her. I sent, I'll put the link in the chat.
I will say the features what made me come in. So I'm blessing to that. So your pieces gave me ability to stand up. So thank you for that, your encouragement. My stone happens to be Amazonite. I love that stone. So we can, that stone is really a major stone that speaks to me, along with opal, because I'm October, and opal is October's stone. So I get that whole love thing. But, yeah, Amazonite is another stone of mine that really speaks to me. So I was listening to you speak of it, and that really did make me go, like, I'm just going to have to rock out. It's going to have to be tonight. Maybe because the moon is, like, orange and pinkish, going into some kind of craziness.
Yeah.
You know, it's a full moon.
It is
y'all
a full
know
moon.
I like to put my
it
teeth out.
It is a full
y'all
moon tonight. Yeah.
Y'all know in poetry I like to put my teeth out, so...
See, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Thank you all for the encouragement and love. And I'm with family, so I think I kind of felt like that. And so I was able to. And, you know, when we worked in Zoom for like 120-something, like for a year and a half, you get to get a little comfortable with yourself because you really don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So, but I thank you all for giving me the time.
I'm going to make sure that you have an invite for future shows, so be on the lookout for that.
Blessings,
thank
and
you
I would love
so
to
much.
Hear from everyone else, so I thank you for giving me the time,
yeah.
And I appreciate you all. Blessings.
Blessings.
Much love. Hey, let
thank
me say
you.
Something to this young lady. Hey,
absolutely.
Just real quick, thank you for finding the strength to come up in here and deliver that lovely piece, darling. And thank you for your gem knowledge. That's beautiful, and you touched me with the you didn't say a whole lot, but what you did say was touching to me. And I just want to thank you for giving us your voice on the night, darling. Thank you.
I'm Kirstie, and even everyone who knows the behind scene knows I curtsied.
I'm curtsying.
Oh,
blessings, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chill out and listen to everyone else. Have
all
a wonderful
right.
Monday
that's
evening.
Right.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, my goodness.
One love.
Okay, man, I can't even tell you, like, I'm okay. Let me keep on. Y'all don't know. I'm fangirling. And I've known you for 10 years, but I just swear it's like I'm being a celebrity. Okay. 71. Oh, how about I open this? See, I forgot what I'm doing over here. 713.
Yes, you did.
Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, it's Sir Lawrence.
Good evening,
Sir
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
How you doing?
Better than ever.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling into the show. What do you have for us this evening?
I got a short piece. I wanted to shout out to Mr. Maddox. That was powerful of you, and I have definitely have to get my raw links.
Yeah.
Say
absolutely.
That again.
He definitely has to
no,
get his
I'm
raw
gonna
link.
Have to get my raw link. I'm gonna have to.
Okay, hey man. Hey, one love with that, man. Just hit me up, man. And thank you for
good
everything
up.
You said.
No doubt.
All right, Sir Lawrence. Whatever you have for us, the mic is yours.
What is time? Man's way of measurement. In keeping with the natural order, the journey I had before wandering, a mark called age instead of the wisdom gained, the passage creating the distance to my second cousin. The link was paralleled after we stopped riding the clutch, causing slow motion. The sound before we heard it. The thoughts thought about while thinking. The space in the book before we turned the page. Sir Lawrence.
Oh, wow. I love a piece that has brevity but power. Thank you so much for that, Sir Lawrence.
Thank you.
Would you like for me to leave your mic open, or would you like it to be closed for the next poet?
You could close it because I'm making noise over here.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much for coming through. One love, one mic.
But thank
one
you,
love, bro. One mic, bro.
One love, bro.
All right. Next on the mic, we have 501. Who do we have on the mic? 501, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Who do we have on the mic?
Hey. Oh, this is Jess J.
Oh, hey, Jess J.
I'm
learning the numbers. You got to bear with me, sir. You know I'm learning the numbers still.
I know you're learning the numbers. Ain't nobody got it like Van. So if you're shooting for him, you may get everybody else.
Yeah, I'm failing.
There goes somebody that's agreeing with me. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Maddox?
Hey, my brother. I'm loving life, man. I'm vibrating high.
That piece you did, man, that was off the hook. You be doing that often, bro?
No, every now and then, man. Just every now and then.
Oh, my goodness, man. That was a powerful piece.
What do you have for us this evening, Jess J? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just about to give us. Oh, y'all got to get out of here, Leah. Let me go ahead and get some gear right.
Well, if you have flowers,
he don't need nothing. He's a growing boy. He's over. Let me go ahead.
Right,
there we go. See, I'm running around looking for my telephone. It's in my pocket. All right. This piece right here, the mic is yours. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you. I will get out my own way in a second here. Friendship is one of the most precious of gifts that one can give to another. But it must be fed, trust, love, and sacrifice. And not the love, trust, and sacrifice of what we would like to give. No. Friendship is giving that which is needed. Even if what you are giving is a painful, regretful, I can't help you with this. I trust you to understand the sacrifice of our friend was not able to make and still feel the love. I'm glad that it was you who told me no, because you are my friend and I know what you said was the truth. Thank you. I hope your friendships are drama-free. Being a good friend requires patience, vigilance, an open ear, an appropriate mouth, and a heart that is true. Because your loss is my loss, and these are the vices in these verses. And understanding this is called sacrifice. And this is a friend's purpose, and that purpose is love. The children understand. And they ask their friends questions that an adult would consider to be intrusive. They speak frankly and succinctly as two friends only could. Like two old men sitting on the stoop giving each other the business, while ear hustlers learn about the neighborhood history embedded in the old men's trash talk. Have you ever seen two finer friends than this? A friend is a grandmother's love. When she loosens the rules that her own children were raised by, because she sees us taking chance in youth. I hope your grandmother was a friend too, because mine definitely was. A friend can be a stranger, a person in need who needs just a little bit of knowledge or just a moment of commentary that makes them think, today a human spoke to me, leaving a feeling that was warm. And this is how friendships are formed. In peace.
Wow.
Okay. That was beautiful. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out your way. Hey, Mr. Maddox, I would love to talk about stones with you. Me and my wife, we have a huge stone jewelry collection, man, and I nerd out on it.
Hey,
I was about to get around to that now, but I can't.
Yeah, hit me up later, bro. Hit me up.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, this your feature has been so powerful, man. I feel like that I know your son. I never knew anything about that man, and we never know about the next person, you know, until we get a chance to know. Communication is one way that actually happens.
Hey, man, one love, bro.
Hey, be easy, bro. Appreciate you, man. And
Thank you.
Appreciate your son for what he gave you, too.
Thank you, bro. One love, man.
Very much. Thank you, Jesse. One love, one mic.
Take care, man.
All right. So next up, we have a little bit of static. But listen, this is a poet that I've been waiting to hear this evening. We have J-Rob on the mic.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing? Can you hear me?
We can. There's a little bit of noise on your mic, but we can definitely. Oh, there it went away. We can definitely hear you, love.
Yes. You got noise on my mic?
Hold on for a second. Away.
Hold on. Mm-mm. I'll make it go away permanently. Hold on.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
I can hear you. Perfect. Loud and clear. Good evening, beloved.
Very good evening, beloved. How's everything with you? And how's everything with everybody else, including my big brother, For Real the Poet?
Hey, man. I'm good, little bro, man. I'm glad you're doing better, man. Much love. Much love.
Hey, I got to reiterate something that I said last week when I said thank you for reaching out the way you did and just to check on a brother, for nothing else. Just to check on a brother, saying I want to make sure that you're okay. I've appreciated all of that because there was times when this got me really down, and a couple of living alone hurts when you're really sick and you feel like you're alone. But having my Epiphany family, starting with you and Van, check up on me on a regular, Danielle's daily message, prayers, and.
Mm.
You know, rain hitting me up and folks like that, it made me feel a lot better, man. It made me feel like I wasn't as alone as I thought in my head. And I want to just say thank you for all of that, man. Secondly, congrats on this, because this is more than well-deserved. I heard you and I already built, you know, we broke bread and had that discussion when I came to Philly about how Raw Links came to be. And I salute you on every single bit of how this is a continuation in that young man's memory, and it's a beautiful look. And you're a hell of a cat for making that happen, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm humbled to be your little brother, to be able to witness how great your legacy will continue on, because we're still at the tip of the iceberg. And you and I both know when you look at the tip of the iceberg, there's something gigantic underneath it. And with this being just the tip of the iceberg, I can't wait to see what happens when it starts to melt and they get to see the full brevity of what Raw Links can potentially do. Because, brother, your blessings are incredible. And you're an incredible cat.
Thank you, man.
And from the time you spoke to me, when you were just saying, what's up? And to the time when you and Van invited me onto Epiphany just to come through and see what it was about, because I had no idea y'all were checking me out for so long. But from that day to this, I can humbly say, bro, It's been a hell of a ride, and I'm honored to be able to call you my brother in every sense of the word. You're a good dude, and God's not done with you, bro. We got more work to do, and people are going to know exactly what this is. And we all need to have raw links from both coasts, Singapore, Japan. Everybody need to have a raw link, bro. And just imagine a gang of poets that speak different languages from all four corners of the globe, and everybody got on a different piece of raw links.
Yeah.
That's going to be the sickest thing happening, baby.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Thank you, my brother, man. You're going to make me cry up in here, man. You're going to make make my windows leak, bro.
If the truth makes you cry, then so be it, bro. God has already ordained it, so it's got to happen. You dig?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how much you mean to me, man. And I'm never going to take that away. You mean that much to me, bro. So
thank you,
God be the glory, man, and thank you for the gift of your friendship.
Hey, thank you, bro. Both you and Van both make me sick, bro, for real, seriously.
Yo, let me tell you something. That lady at the hospital told me that I could have died if I didn't get to the hospital. So in lieu of the fact that I'm still here, hence like a second chance, bro, you're just going to have to be sick and you're going to go ahead and cry. Because I'm taking every opportunity to let people get their flowers.
Yeah.
And I ain't ashamed to tell my people how much I love them.
Hey, love you too, bro.
Love you too.
Stay right the white shine. That's right.
All day.
Love you too,
all
man. Thank you.
Chocolate, wine, and all, baby. You know what we do.
Yeah.
All right. Stay right. Stay right. What is it? I so appreciate you coming and giving the flowers. We have two poets, you and one, and Miss Gina's up next. And we got 10 minutes on the clock.
No. We're going to make this happen.
Yes,
I'm humbled to be here, and thank you for giving me some time, beloved. But I had to get that out, and I don't mean to take up a lot of time.
Oh, no, I know. No, you're fine. I just wanted to let you know.
Excellent. This piece is dedicated to all poets, MCs, spoken word poets, writers, readers, and fans of this thing that we call poetry. You see, she spoke to me in a language that I never heard before. But it felt so familiar within it, and its particular dialectic tone by what she said to me while smiling. And I asked her, what was she speaking? She said, this, Ezi, is your native language. Pay attention, because your ancestors called it poetry. So I spit. I spit these joints like a newly rolled spliff, because getting you high symbolically is the best way that I can touch you. I'm like a gifted religious soothsayer, speaking in tongues, using prophetic, metaphorical, verbal wordplay, which is the journey that is used just to get you lifted. I spit for all those that thought they wouldn't be shit, then rather than run the streets and never be legit. I spit in order that you can see that your current situation is not supposed to be your final destination, so I spit. I spit for those voices yet to be heard that may never have a chance to explore their passions poetically. So I represent every silent voice, because deep down, while dwelling into my own insecurity a long time ago, that silent voice was once me. So I spit. I spit like a man haunted by every soul that lay dead in the turf that never made it to birth, buried in the oceans with my ancestors who jumped over slave ships because they knew good and damn well that death was better than bondage in this North American wretched earth. So I spit. I spit these like they are examples of samples taken from various voices and stories, and I personally viewed and experienced and have spoken on them ever since. And I find a way to express it before someone tries to suppress it, because I too live in the United States of snakes. So I spit. I spit these pieces that some can and some won't be able to relate to who I am and what I'm asking you and what you can and cannot afford to do or maybe relate to, and you can never knew all along that I was sitting here talking directly to you. So I spit. I spit for that cat in the crowd that might be listening, never knowing or who's going to hit the stage and might say something that he or she might be the solution to what he or she might be going through. So I spit. I spit these verses for those cats going through some pain and shit, hoping that these words could remove the gray clouds floating overhead and shit, that you can shine and see the sun and release the tears that resemble the good rain and shit. So I spit, and I promise to keep doing this for the remainder of my years. You see, spit ain't just saying poetry. What spit really means is that I'm shedding poetry instead of tears. You gotta see me because it's spelled with S-P-I-T. So whenever life has grabbed a hold of me, once again I begin to spit properly. And I put pen to paper like needle to the skin. And I spit various forms and various matricular structures placed together intricately and meticulously, hoping that I'm praying that whatever pours out of me, you feel me. Because at the end of everything, I spit the truth. Because knowledge is king. So when you go home, y'all need to know what's true of me, because at the end of the day, I talk a lot of shit, but I spit his poetry, and that's that piece.
Come on now. That's
wow.
Yes.
My God.
Wow.
Oh.
Just wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my voice is
wow.
better.
Stop apologizing.
You sound amazing.
Stop apologizing. Please.
Listen.
You ain't got to apologize
for
nothing.
Not a thing. You haven't
offended.
You're
not
apologizing for nothing.
Yo.
I can't wait to listen to that playback. Because, listen.
Yeah.
Yo. That was dope, bro. Seriously, man.
Oh, man.
And you going to drink some hot tea or something after that one, bro.
Oh, yeah. But that's dedicated to you, bro. So thank you, man.
Hey, I love it, man. Thank you, man. It's an honor, man. For real. Love you, bro.
Salute, King. Rain, I love you. Thank you. Danielle,
you
already know where my heart is. I appreciate you all.
Yeah.
The CEO has told me to stop yelling at people about the time. Because he said I have more than enough time.
Yeah, he's panicked. He's panicked.
I mean, that's not exactly what he said, but that's
Wild
what I heard.
Lady got us nervous. We get it.
Lady got us nervous, but okay.
Right. He said I have time. But according to this countdown clock, it's got me nervous. Okay.
Stop looking at the clock. Stop looking at the clock. Don't worry about the clock.
Yeah.
So anybody that I was short with, let me deliver my apologies now. I'm just a little nervous. I don't want anybody to get cut off. That's all. I just want to make sure everybody gets in. So my apologies. All right. Thank you so much, beloved. You know I love you, and I'm just elated. I can't even tell you how happy I am to have you back. And, you know, I am such a fan of your work, and so I can't wait
as
to listen to that playback.
As I am of yours, I'm extremely humbled to be on your show tonight. Thank you for having me, beloved.
Thank you, Jane. I'm going to leave your mic open, if you don't mind.
That's fine and dandy with me.
All right. Next up on the mic, we have The Storm, Gina Storm. Good evening, Queen.
Happy Monday. Hello, Ray.
Happy Monday.
Hey,
Gina.
I came through to help celebrate, lend my voice to all the poets that were on tonight. I was running late, but I made it.
And were you able to catch the feature, Tina?
I was not.
I know you have your own show.
Yeah, we ran over.
Yeah.
It's a talk show and not vlog talk, so the lady don't come in. We still try to keep it, you know, real tight, run a tight ship, but you just don't want to leave callers in queue. So we didn't, and we just, you know, wrote it out.
I get it.
Late. So I will listen to
if
the archive.
Yeah, you'll want to. I think this
will enjoy. Of having been your feature and everything that was said was prolific, and the poetry that I've heard since I've been here has all been touching, moving, and necessary.
We appreciate you. Larry, it sounded like you were trying to say something.
Excuse me?
Oh, I thought you were trying to say something. I cut you off. Larry.
Okay.
No, I just want to say hi to my sister. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it, although you have your own program. But thank you for showing up, love.
Absolutely. I couldn't miss it. You're amazing. You've always been and you shall always be.
Thank you, baby.
Just like J-Raw said, I had to go run and get my raw links and throw it on, like while I'm on the air.
Represent.
Absolutely. I kept my socks off, but I put my raw links on, so I'm good to go.
Go ahead, baby.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Dina, well, the mic is yours, darling, with that. Whenever you want to get started, whatever you have for us, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to do a piece. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate it to Pharrell the Poet. And, and I've been friends for a long time, and I value him as a person, as a poet, as a friend. So this is for you, Pharrell.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome. I like when I get the opportunity to share my poetry on a mic. I often get requests from people who know some of my poems that I've written previously, and they want me to recite those for them, and I can't do so immediately. I used to think that I had a deficit. There was something wrong with my mind. There were things that weren't computing, and I felt like it was just a waste of my time trying to try as I might, even if I tried to write something short so that I could memorize. It just wouldn't stick. Eventually, I would start to weave in other words among the words that I had written previously, and I had to just start calling that a key style, you see. And then there would be times when I thought that I had one memorized and I only had part of it, so I had to add on the rest. Then I had to come on my brother's show. Larry Maddox is for real the poet, y'all, and I'm going to tell you what he decided that we should do. He's going to play a song, and it's going to be like musical chairs. We're all going to pick up our pens, and that's the time in which we have to write our piece. And if we don't finish, we have to take off our socks to let the listeners know that that piece was incomplete. So I try to, during the time that's allotted, write down my words fluently, coherently, in a way that can be well received and still sound like poetry. It pushes the envelope for me. It also gives me an opportunity to write down as I freestyle, and it's pushing my pen and my mic. So I appreciate that. It's encouraging. It's the kind of thing that all poets need to be doing all the time for other poets, because we are the future. Our voices are a necessity. When we put our voices together, there's nothing that we can't achieve. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world, and he's doing it one piece of jewelry at a time. Always been something about his spirit that spoke to mine. There would be times when he would be going through something and silent about it, and I would just reach out to him because I could feel it and didn't doubt it. It wasn't something that he wanted to share. He's a very private man, even though he's a public persona. I get that amazingly. He is so genuine, a good friend, and a poet that you should get to know, because when he performs, sometimes he puts on an entire show. I remember back in the macaroni and neck bone days when I would laugh till my sides hurt and even the cheeks would be tired on my face. He would make me laugh so hard and for so long. And that part of him hasn't gone. Now it's mostly, baby, baby, take your socks off. But the beautiful thing about the poet that he is and the man that he represents is he's genuine, and that's something you can't fake. I get it. I wanted to dedicate a piece to him because he was the feature this evening, and I'll have to listen to that in the archives. But right now, while my heart is beating in my chest and I'm still alive, I'm giving flowers to you, not just a bouquet, a whole garden. Come on, walk through. Take your socks off and smell them as you walk through, and know that they were from me to you. I love you, Pharrell. In peace.
Yo, I don't know how you do it, baby. I love you. I love you too.
You're welcome.
Just really don't start crying.
Yeah. Why y'all got to come to me all the time?
Thank you so much, Dina.
Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome. You know, LaPrella Negra, if she doesn't get emotional, you know that you didn't do it right. He was like, that's enough of that. I'm going to deflect. Thank you, Rain, for reining it all in. I really enjoyed
it. One love, one mic. Yes.
One love, one mic, y'all. Thank you.
One love, one mic. We have one more. One more. I'm not even going to introduce them. I'm gonna, just going to let them take it off. One love, one mic. The mic is yours, sir. Hopefully he got to his face. Are you there?
Yeah, like I really had to go find me a hiding spot, so.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Listen, if you get
like,
cut off,
was,
I'm going to blame the CEO.
Everything was taken out, but let me get to it since we ain't got no time.
Keith, if you get cut off, I'm blaming the CEO. I'm just saying.
Hey,
so,
we're going to make this work.
Go ahead.
I call myself the Renaissance poet because of the poetry that I embody. The souls of the dead poets that are in my body. Through me, they still speak to society, and I ignore any anxiety. My own thoughts are no longer my sole propriety. See, I'm designed to be combined, to carry the weight of the black divine. What you slave minds declined, therefore, is black magic on mine. It's Lovecraft country, so when you understand it's black women on mine, you'll know I flip all these tables about mine. Jesus placed the caveat. The universe is the despot that planted me in this pot of earth with seeds that nourish me like Langston Hughes reads. The caged bird that sings in me, allowing me to free minds and speak life into the poets without the laureates. Although my laurels are immaculate, I've never been here for that. Even if my soul is set up for assassination like Anwar Sadat, I'm still the red, the black, and the green, and I'm not talking envy that most carry. I'm the infused weed in your brownies. Sweet highs come from reading me. My voice is deep, melancholy, swinging lower than chariots that carry black bodies like poplar trees, feet dangling. I'm the legacy of their dreams with the freedom to speak freely, the bastard of blasphemy with my middle finger in the air as I read. My poetry doesn't disappear because haters pretend to ignore me, don't publicly support my shows but still be listening. That actually works for me. As I live and breathe, genuine love of poetry follows wherever I go. Good energy flows into those spaces like the Million Man March in Washington, the Cotton Club, and the music of Duke Ellington. A sentimental mood while Lady sings the blues is how poetry moves on my voice as I spit rhythmic. You can feel it, see it, like James Van Der Zee himself took the pick. Back then, we were murdered for simply learning, but it's our fingerprints all over this shit. Without us, America wouldn't even exist, like the light bulb that only lasted for 30 minutes until Lewis Latimer invented the filament. Black people are fucking epic, and I'm just a defensive. Literally, the fingerprints on me. It ain't even 1870, but black blood is still dripping. They're still lynching, and Renaissance is the comeback on whipped backs. The whip cracks are the sounds our pins make when we break strongholds. Willie Lynch has a stronghold on minds that I'm here to mold. Wordsmiths, this gift, a prolific spit, is the archives of today's generation, like the slave letters found on old plantations. This is our Renaissance, and I am the foundation, solid stonemason. You're trying to kick the doors in while spitting consciousness to your conscious. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell a symbol. I say, already.
Yeah.
Man, baby.
Look at that. Seven minutes ago. Blog Talk Lady ain't messing with me. Blog Talk Lady ain't messing with me.
Wait a minute, hold on. Yep, For Real was right. So the clock timed out. But we're still here. So the CEO is right. I don't know what I'm doing. That was dope as hell. Yes, you do. Like, listen, fool me, teach me, learn me something. Keith, thanks for coming in at the 11th.
Before y'all get started, let me get some love to my homie real quick.
Absolutely.
My homie real quick. All right, so, man, look here. I love you, but I got to call you an asshole. I got to call you an asshole.
Okay.
Because you should have been telling this story, man. You should have been put this out there about Raw Links, brother, man. Look, as a father, that touched me. As a father, that made me want to support you even more. Now, you already my brother, but just more than that. It's bigger than that. You should have been done put that out there, man. You an asshole. I love you, but come on, dog. We got similar traits. I know we don't like to put ourselves out there, but I'm an asshole too at that same rate. So I can call you that so the assholes can recognize other assholes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You made it. Yeah, I was going to deduct some points from you, but you made it sound real good after it.
Yeah, it's the real deal, man. It's the real deal, you know.
Hey, I
said, be raw. I'm going to be raw with you, man. I'm going to be raw with you. You understand?
I thought you knew, bro.
No, man, I never heard that story like that, man. I was like, wow, that makes so much more sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it endeared me to the product even more. It endeared me to the success of your product even more because it wasn't about just you having a business. It wasn't you just stepping into the market. This was you creating a legacy in the name of your son for your sons and daughters. It's a beautiful thing, man, for real.
Hey, thank you, bro, for real, man. It means a lot, bro. And I feel your passion in your words, and because I know you, I accept that. I accept it, man, and I know it's love, man, and I love you as well, bro. And thank you for being a part of my life, man.
Already, man, you know what it is. It's been a long time, man, and you helped me come into this game as a host as well. You know, you helped school me to handling the studio and the studio time like you're doing with the girl right now. You know, Rain, she learning. She'll be all right. But it is what it is, man. This whole thing is about the love of poetry, the love of what we're doing in the first place, man. So, you know, big ups to you starting this in the first place. Big ups to, you know, everybody who's been a part of this. Shout out to my man, John. Glad to see that you're healthy, man. 668, it was good to hear you on here. All these other poets have been putting it down. But, you know, those
yes,
cats have been missing for a little bit, so I got to shout them out. But on the real, man,
this is a great night
tonight for poetry because of your story being put out there more than anything. Like, I love poetry, but that story just really touched me. Yeah. It just made my night just to hear all of that coming from you. You don't see black men be vulnerable very often, especially about the death of their own children. For you to get out there and put it out there the way that you did, man, it was strength. It is good to see.
Thank you, man.
Courageous.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
All
right.
Keith, thank you so much for all of that. Like, I got this whole thing over here that told me your call dropped. All of our calls dropped. So listen.
Don't listen to Blog Talk with their little text. I just will tell you that. Don't listen to her text. If they still talking, they still here. Don't care nothing about that little text.
This is what I'm telling you. I'm learning now. So, like, I'm just going to be running shit. I'm just going to be like, Karen don't know shit. The CEO
don't
knows
let
everything.
Her scare you.
And
the only thing that's final about her is thank you for listening. Good night. That's the only thing that's final.
Why?
She say that shit. When she say that shit,
it's over.
That's
it's
in
over.
Peace for real. You understand?
Yep.
When she say that, it's over for real. We done. She ended it for real. Yeah.
Right.
She say that, you can hang it up. If she won.
Okay.
If she just texts you on that little thing,
let me try to beat her today. Yeah. I'm going to try to beat her. You got three minutes to end your show
the way you want to. I'm going to step back, let you do what you do, but I appreciate y'all.
You, King.
And y'all have a good one.
One love, bro. One love, man. Stay up, King.
One love.
What am I? Already.
So listen, thank you. Larry, thank you again. Janice, I feel like I've been talking all night. I want to give you space.
No,
I don't know. Did you just want to tell what our next show is? And then you can go ahead and say what I'm just going to you tell everybody. You talk. I'm done.
Oh, you know, I have lots of pauses, though. I may take up that whole 3 minutes. We're every other Monday, what is it? Color Me Muse, but we don't have a topic yet. It's open mic. But
yeah,
just thank you for an epic night.
tonight, this is, I'm going to be up for a while. I can't wait for the playback. But tonight was epic, from the flowers, yeah, from everything that everyone shared, the layers and what we learned. I'm inspired, and I just thank everyone who came through.
And hey, our next guest.
Thank you.
For this.
Say again. Oh yes, our next feature. Do you mind? Because I feel like I always mispronounce her name, and I do not want to do that.
T. Michelle. I say it off.
I'm off. But she will be our next feature for In the Spotlight. That'll be, what, four Mondays from now, a month from now.
Yes, a month
from now. Right, in October.
Yes. Now, Larry, I'm sorry, Janice, I didn't mean to, like, cut you off. Larry, you have the last words, so it's all you.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for pushing me. Like everybody knows, you know, I keep that. Thank you for pushing me. I did not know that it was going to turn out like this on tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, I had some issues leading up to this program, fighting myself with, you know, the thought of doing this. But I thank you, and I want to thank everybody for all the love that they poured into me, because I'm feeling really, really energized right now. Seriously, each and every one of you guys under the sound of my voice. Much love to each one of you guys, and thank you for pushing me, sis.
Absolutely.
And that's
that piece. I love
you.
And that's that piece.
Thank you.
Next time. Love you all.
Y'all keep being fantastic, and you keep winning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
bro.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for the
love and light, y'all.
Love and light. One love, one mic.
One love,
baby,
one
baby.
Mic.
Hey.
I mean, we're just going to sit here and talk, because she told me it already ended. I can't end the show. She told me it ended already.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You going to hold us hostage?
So it's 10 o'clock now. I'm waiting for her to say.
We're going to have live too, right? Facebook Live on the event page.
We're going to have to. Yes.
Okay.
We're doing a drawing, and I didn't announce that, but yeah, with all the poets, I got, y'all charge it to the head today, because I'm going to crash tonight.
No, that's right.
Oh, man. I'm almost home. I'm in a hotel, y'all, for all of this.
Oh, go with you now. You stay on the road. You stay on the road.
I'm on my way back home, you know, from being home with family. I'm on my way back home. So, all right, I'm going to close this out. I don't know. I guess we'll find out if she's still recording or not, because it's 10. So what did she say? Thank you.
Thank you for using the radio. Goodbye.
Baby, baby.
All right.
You're the fools.
I thought that was Black Talk. Damn.
We can all hang up now.
I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to holler at y'all in a minute.
Love
you.
Good night, y'all. I love you. Bye.
One love.
One night.
One love. One night.